Well, Happy New Year, Eco Heroes. I hope you've had a fantastic Christmas and New Year period. And I really, really hope that 2017 is fabulous for you in every single way. Now, I'm super excited to share your eco journey with you, and I have plenty of fabulous resources for you in store for this year to help you to ecofy your lifestyle. Now, at the time that this episode goes live, I'm actually away on a beach holiday with my family, and I can't tell you how much I've been looking forward to this. It's been a full-on year with some massive highs and some deep lows in our family, and I'm really looking forward to many long walks along the beach, building sandcastles with my boys, and swimming in the crystal clear waters of the Fleurieu Peninsula's beaches. But rest assured, I'll be walking my talk and making it a low impact holiday, because there really is no better way to holiday. So today, I'm actually going to chat about holidays and eco-holidays more specifically, and I'm going to share with you 14 ways to ecofy your holiday. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Eco Chat podcast. I'm your host, Laura Trotter, and I'm here to show you how you can create an eco-ceptional life you love without compromising your lifestyle. Tune in for inspiring interviews with real-life eco-heroes, plus my own theories, thoughts, and tips for sustainable living. I'm all about making green mainstream, and I'd love to help you on your eco journey. So let's get started. Holiday season is in full swing in Australia right now, which means that many of us are taking a break from everyday life to rejuvenate ourselves, catch up with family and friends, or simply just to relax and have fun. While a break from everyday life is welcomed and really is to be encouraged, leaving your eco habits at home isn't. Just because we're traveling somewhere new, staying somewhere different, and filling our days with heaps of new and exciting experiences, this doesn't mean that we should rest on our eco laurels. And before you think it, I should add that enjoying an eco holiday doesn't mean going without or creating heaps of work for yourself. It really is possible to have a wonderful, fun, relaxing, low impact holiday. And in this episode, I'm going to be sharing 14 ways to ecofy your holiday. Now, before I get started, I just want to clarify what exactly is an eco or a low impact holiday. Now, enjoying a low impact holiday simply means having a great time while respecting your surrounds at the same time. The saying, take only photographs and leave only footprints, sums it up perfectly. And this can apply to simple things like leaving the small complimentary toiletries behind, unused of course, in your hotel room, to holidaying locally, to carrying your waste out with you when you leave a national park, or actually any environment for that matter. So why are low impact holidays important? Now, you don't need me to tell you that the global human population just keeps increasing, and travel is becoming more and more accessible and affordable to the average person. We're definitely on the move more now than ever before, and this doesn't come without its own environmental impacts. So low-impact holidays are more important than ever before, as our natural habitats are under more stress than ever before. So indeed, tread lightly on the earth so that others may simply tread. I just tweaked that Gandhi quote there with my own words. There will be generations of humans to come after us, and they deserve the right to visit wild, natural places just as much as we do. So, eco-holidays are important in order to help us preserve our environment for future generations. But there's also many benefits for us too. Generally, eco holidays are cheaper, simpler affairs, jam-packed with experiences, and they can also be much healthier for you as well. Alrighty, let's get to the meat, shall we? 14 ways to eco-fy your holiday. Now, regardless of whether you choose to stay in the most luxurious eco-resort or sleep in your own tent in the wilderness, low-impact holidays are more about how you behave on your holidays rather than where you stay or actually what you do. So here's some of my best tips to eco-fy your holiday. Number one, holiday locally. You don't have to travel far to have a great time. And indeed, this is what my family's doing this holiday period. Right now, if you're listening to this when the episode goes live, we're down in South Australia's Florio Peninsula. And last holidays, we holidayed in South Australia's Clare Valley, just down the road. Beautiful spots that really don't break the bank to get to, and we can easily travel to and fro with our young family. Holidaying locally also means that you're just not using as much emissions to get there. And of course, you're generating jobs and keeping the economy going in the area where you live, which is fantastic too. All right, number two is to pack a cut lunch and a thermos, if you like a hot drink, and avoid the temptation to buy takeaway en route to your destination. Or indeed, if you're sightseeing, you know, day in, day out when you are on holiday, just pack a cut lunch and a thermos with you so you're not really having to buy lunch every day. This really does cut down on a lot of waste and it does save you a fair whack of money too. All right, point number three is to choose self-contained accommodation so you can prepare some simple meals rather than eating out at every meal. Point number four is to take your shopping bags with you. Not every town or indeed every state or even every country is plastic bag free. Now I find this out regularly because South Australia, where I live, has a ban on plastic bags in, I guess, supermarkets and retail shops. You generally have to pay to buy one if you've forgotten to bring your reusable bags. But of course, every time I go and visit my family in Victoria, I get caught out because I'm in the shops and, shopkeepers or the checkout person at the supermarket, those supermarkets where there still might be a checkout person in place, are busily just loading everything in plastic bags. And I have to say, actually, stop, that's okay, I've got my own. So really make an effort to take them with you on holiday. And this might even be your reusable produce bags as well. And this is really easy to do, especially if you're driving. If you're flying, maybe not so much, but driving, definitely. All right, point number five is to resist using anything single use in your accommodation. So think toiletries, soaps, even some, disposable slippers and eye masks and things like that that you tend to find in some accommodation. Just let them go. You really don't need them. Get in the habit of traveling with your own toiletries. Get some small containers and just fill them up every time you go on holidays. Point number six is don't litter. Pretty simple one, really. Littering is really uncool and just so unnecessary, and it causes so much damage to our wildlife. Not to mention it looks really ugly as well. Okay, point number seven is to stick to designated walking or vehicle tracks. Making your own tracks can easily transfer weed seeds, can damage vegetation, and causes erosion in the landscape. So just do the right thing here and just stay on the designated tracks. Point number eight, beaches are for walking on and swimming in, not for driving your car on. Now, beaches are fragile environments and many coastal birds and turtles lay their eggs in the sand. So while you're there, also keep off the dunes. Trampling over them or sliding down them easily damages vegetation and can very quickly lead to erosion. Now, I know again in my state in South Australia that there are several beaches that allow you to take your car on them and drive down them. And I'm simply just going to say to you, is that if you can, just walk instead. It's not a right to be able to drive your car on the beach. you know, it looks, it just doesn't even look right. And it does cause a lot of damage. So I hope in time that a lot of our councils and governments get this point that our beaches are so fragile, we shouldn't really be having cars on them. But in the meantime, just try and stay off them. I was down on Kangaroo Island recently, actually, and the beautiful beach in Emu Bay, I just couldn't get over. It's like a 5 kilometre beautiful beach. And Kangaroo Island's just been voted by the Lonely Planet as one of the best places to visit in the world for its natural environment. And this beautiful beach in this on this natural, beautiful island had these cars driving on it. It just didn't make sense to me. Actually, I'll be writing a letter to that council. Just a nice one, just pointing out a few points. I don't actually think driving on the beach does any good for them waving their ecotourism flag. But of course, there's a lot of locals that think differently. But anyway, I'm just sharing my points with you that please, beaches are for walking on and swimming in, not driving on. So please take that on board. All right, point number 9 is to go easy on water and electricity. Just because you're not paying specifically for the electricity and water at your holiday location doesn't mean you need to treat it like it's an endless resource. So just think of it like it is in your own home and turn off the lights and don't have a half an hour hot shower. Point number 10 is to check local fire regulations before lighting a campfire and purchase your firewood rather than foraging it from the bush. All right, moving right along. Number 11 is to keep wildlife wild and don't feed them. Yes, this includes the seagulls. A lot of our food, especially processed food and even bread, is really, really bad for native animals and birds. So just let them, you know, eat what they're supposed to eat in the environment and don't feed them. Number 12, if you love fishing, observe the size and catch limits. They're in place for a reason, namely because the world's wild fish populations are risking significant collapse. So if you catch a fish and it is too small, please just unhook it and toss it back in. Pretty easy there. Number 13 is to try and offset the carbon emissions from your airfare if you're flying. You know, every little bit helps. And last but not least is number 14, leave your tech gadgets at home and take the opportunity to reconnect with yourself and your loved ones. You really won't know yourself and you'll wish that you did it more often. So there you have it, 14 tips to ecofy your holiday. Low impact holidays aren't rocket science. They're about you having a great time, reconnecting with nature and yourself, and leaving the destination in exactly the same condition as you found it. Or better still. Alrighty, so if you are like me at the moment, on your holidays with your family or friends, have a fantastic time. Please take these tips on board to ecofy your holiday. And do your best to go out there and help make green mainstream. Catch you later. Thanks for listening to the EcoChat podcast. I'm Laura Trotter. If you enjoyed this episode, I'd love you to subscribe, share with your friends, and leave a review in iTunes. And if you're keen to continue the conversation, head on over to my website, lauratrotter.com, where you can also pick up your free copy of my e-guide, 11 Steps to Ecofy Your Home and Your Life. Catch you there.